You're listening to CJLO News with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Transition Montreal, led by longtime city councillor Craig Sauvay, is a new party throwing their hat in the ring for the municipal election coming up in November. Transition Montreal is hoping to run a full slate of candidates in the 19 boroughs of the city. Transition Montreal describes itself as a progressive party farther to the left of Project Montreal. They want to lower bus fares, increase taxes on wealthy property owners, and fund more community markets, for example. The establishing party has been picking up candidates who are outsiders to politics. These are business owners, they're activists, they're influencers, people with strong online presence, people with strong community presence. Carol Ann Hoyt is known in Côte des Neiges as a poet, children's author, and known for her work with the Canadian Children's Book Center. I sat down with Hoyt to talk about municipal politics, building a new party, and candidate experience, because Hoyt is the new candidate for Transition Montreal running for city councillor in Côte des Neiges. Thank you, Carol Ann, for sitting down with CJLO. To get started, you have a lot of experience in research, writing, children's literature specifically. You've been a research technician, a librarian. You've worked in and around the community in the arts, specifically the children's-oriented arts. Tell me what drew you to now running for Côte des Neiges as a city councillor.
I didn't even know it was a possibility until my friend told me that Craig Sauvay was actually looking for candidates. And the friend who put me in touch with him is very civically engaged, especially in the NDG side of my borough. And so once I heard about the party and what they stand for and what they're trying to achieve in the city, I felt that I wanted to be a part of their team. And also, municipal government leads systems that affect people's daily lives. And I just see by serving as a city councillor, or hopefully serving as one, it would be the most impactful way to help shape the community in which I live.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Transition Montreal. Why did you, what about Transition Montreal really excited you? Tell me a little bit about their politics and why you decided to run with them.
So one idea is them wanting to build, establish more public markets. So we all know Jean Talon and the Atwater Market, but looking to build more of those across Montreal. So one example is in the Côte des Neiges district, looking at the Namur Hippodrome area and creating a farmer's market there. There's space there, and that would be really interesting because on average, the people living in and around the Decarie-Jean Talon intersection live on average 1.8 kilometers, at least 1.8 kilometers away from access to a food market. So that's one idea. Something else that I really like is that they are looking at the idea of subsidizing transit, particularly for people who earn, who have a disposable household income of like $47,500 a year, and giving them a discounted access to transit. So it could mean as much as saving $500 a year for folks like that. And I don't think it's such an impossible idea, because if we remember, during COVID, there were subsidies implemented. So seniors started being able to use transit for free, and kids who were under the age of 12 could ride for free with parents. So it's just a further extension of that. So those are not all of their ideas, but those are some of them. But there's another one, if I may throw out there, that I find is very interesting, is that they want to establish a committee called Infra Montreal. So the purpose of that committee would be to have an in-house body that would take over some of the public works contracts, thereby, you know, expediting the execution of said projects and making carrying out those projects more efficient and being less dependent on the private sector. So those are some of their platforms. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, as you mentioned, a new party establishing itself. Do you think that it will, because it's a smaller, newer party, be more appealing to voters than, say, Project Montreal, which is, you know, seen as the progressive party currently in the city?
I think so, because some of the people who are running are already well known in the community. So you have someone like Renata Betts, who works at the Depot Community Food Center in NDG, and she's worked for other local community organizations. You have someone like Tom Severite, who is a well-known Montreal tour guide who has a very big social media following.
Montreal expert.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got Sergio Da Silva. So you've got people like that who are running. So I think they will bring attention because of their following and their established names and reputations. And I think people are just looking for new, fresh change and also new people who are experienced maybe in other industries, but have transferable skills that would serve them very well in the political sphere.
They're well-known people. They're not necessarily well-known in politics or have experience in politics. And so you're saying that's what's appealing about these figures maybe. And you're on that. You're in that list, I think, as someone who's established in Côte-des-Neiges. Tell me a little bit about why your experience, you know, in research in children's literature, how, you use the word transferable skill. How do those skills transfer to city council?
So the thing is that I've worked in the children's literature industry for over 20 years. And part of my work in that field has been working for a national nonprofit where I currently work. Shout out to the Canadian Children's Book Center. And in that work, some of the stakeholders that are, that, you know, come into my sphere in the work that I do are people who work for government or, you know, near government. But also for about 10 years, I've also served on the board of Geordie Theater, so a local nonprofit that specializes in producing theater for young audiences. So even though that's been a volunteer role, in that volunteer role, I've developed a lot of skills like around governance and fundraising and admin and building partnerships and working with community partners and that kind of thing. So skills developed there. And in my work, I feel served me well. So, for example, I'm at a point in my campaign or pre-campaign where I'm fundraising. I know how to do that because I've done that in the other work that I've done. And what's really cool about running in Côte-des-Neiges is that I was born in Côte-des-Neiges. You know, I can see St. Mary's Hospital from my living room window. I was born there. My son was born there. I was baptized at St. Paul's Anglican Church, which is like four blocks north of me, and it's still there, going strong. I lived in Côte-des-Neiges from 2002 to 2009. I moved to the other side of the borough, NDG, and I've been back since December 2001. It's just a vibrant neighborhood. It's reported that there's about 40 something different languages that are spoken there, that there's something like 100 different cultural ethnic groups represented there. It's a rich, vibrant neighborhood where I feel like there's a lot of work that can be done to make it an even better neighborhood. And I just want to say one more thing I want to say about our neighborhood is that we've got three hospitals. I don't know if people know that. That's kind of like, and they're all walkable, like within a walkable distance from my house. We have the Jewish General, Hôpital Saint-Justine, St. Mary's. And we have a lot of 24-hour services as well because we're in that area. And we've also got a lot of cool landmarks, Beaver Lake, Université de Montréal, St. Joseph's Oratory. So we're pretty special, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about children's arts and children's activities in the city? Is that something that you will bring into city council if you're elected?
I very much would like to do that because in our neighborhood, we have a Maison de la Culture, which many of the Montreal neighborhoods do have. And that's a great way to access French programming, French arts and culture programming. But sometimes I wonder how many people outside of the French language community realize that that's there. It's really a jewel. So that's something I would like to promote more. The Siegel Center is kind of like on the border of my district, and I'm a big patron of theater, especially there because I can walk to it. And I would like to see if there was a way we could get some subsidized outings for families to be able to go and experience what it's like to go and see some live entertainment, because it kind of makes me sad that there's people in my neighborhood who might not think that that place is for them, or might not have the financial means to access that, you know? And something like Shakespeare in the Park, I mean, it comes, the NDG district has it come and do its production in Girouard, NDG Park, but it's been at least 10 years since it's ever been in Côte d'Ige. And maybe some people who live in Côte d'Ige don't have the means to travel to NDG to see it. So I found out how much it costs. And that's one of the things I would love to bring to my neighborhood. So definitely the arts and culture would play an important part in the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, a market in the Hippodrome. You mentioned arts and culture. What else does Côte d'Ige need the most in your view?
I don't know if I'd say the most, but a high, like a top priority, I would say is access to affordable, well-maintained housing. Côte d'Ige has 102,425 people, roughly. And there's like 37,000 households that spend 30% or more of their income on housing. And to me, that sounds like a lot of someone's income to be spending on housing. Like, I have affordable housing, and my living situation, I wish everyone could have that. Like, I pay less than $1,000 for 4.5. Who's heard of that?
It's harder. It's getting harder to find something like that.
Yeah. It is. So I'm going to keep it and hold on to it as much as I can. So I think affordable, well-maintained housing, I would say access to a fresh, affordable food. What's interesting is that in the Côte d'Ige district of Côte d'Ige, like just around the corner from where I live, there's a farmer's market that comes in early April. It's 24 hours, and it's open till the beginning of November. But then for the rest of the time they're not there, it's like, what do? Then you have to rely on the grocery stores. So I would say access to fresh and affordable like food, ideally local. And then just maintenance and beautification of more public spaces and just cleaner streets and cleaner places in the neighborhood for people to enjoy. I mean, there's many more, but those are some of the things that come to mind. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why should voters sort of, I guess, take a risk with this smaller, newer party of sort of outsider candidates instead of voting for a more established party like Ensemble or Projet Montréal?
Well, what's interesting is that if you add the number of years in politics that the head of Ensemble Montréal has under their belt, and the same for Projet Montréal, if I'm not mistaken, it comes out to about 10 years. And Craig's been in the game for more years than those two leaders, like time in local politics combined. He's got the track record. He has the name. He has the recognition. It's amazing who doesn't know him when I'm talking about him in different circles. And we're just a strong team. We're not jaded by politics because many of us are coming to it new, qualified, but coming from other backgrounds that can bring interesting views and approaches to things. And I think we're not the third choice. We're just another choice. And it's just time to give someone else a kick at the can, as they say. We've got great credentials behind us. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, Carolyn, for sitting down with me and taking some time to speak with Community Radio at CJLO 1690 AM News. Thanks for sitting with me, and I'll reach out if we have any for the questions, and I hope to speak with some more candidates as the election draws closer.
Great. Thank you, Adam.